And this is how we got ourselves into the whole mess of Tucker Crane. The Gemara originally had a Shalom by Mesusa. What was the Shalom by Mesusa? The Shalom by Mesusa was... The Shalom by Mesusa was that you had a Merachat, you had this bathhouse, and two people were fighting about it. And the Shiloh was whether or not the din of the Suffolk, the state of the Suffolk is I don't have it. The state of the Suffolk is called Olengvar. And the question is, just for clarity's sake, and the question was whether a Zakta I can get my hands on to grab, is that enough under my control that I can go make it Ekdish? That was the Suffolk of the Gemara. Zakti Gemara. I have a lot of mesuzah. What's the maskana? Toshma, Adam Rav Chiya Bar Avin, have you the bear of Chista? That is a story. Rav Chista bear of Ona. Who pashtu mehod Adam Rav Nachman, they brought a ride from Nachman. And Nachman said, Kol Momoin. She'eni yachol ha'etzi v'deyanim. Yikdei she'eni ha'kadosh. Stop right here. They went ahead and paskin that the story about mesuzah is as follows. Let's go slowly. The Maisa of the Mesuso was a case like Rashi speaks out. Any Yochel Eitz Bidon. Why not? You don't have rives. This guy says, Didi, Hama Didiu. This one says, Didi. And they don't have rives, they don't have Edom. That was the classic case of Mesuso. So over here says a new rule. That something which you can't get in Bezdin is out of reach. Now whether it's out of reach and it's called Shein HaShalai, whether it's out of reach it's called Eni Beshusa, it's not clear in the Gemara. The place can do different nafkaminas of Eina Shalei and Rosh Hashanah, different nafkaminas that go on, but it's not our topic now. Either way, the Gemara says a resolution of the Sodom. What's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, look, in the case of Mesusa, the Maisa, you didn't have the Efshoras, you didn't have the Hechatim to go to Bezdin and go get the Mesusa. You don't have Edom. So technically speaking, you have nothing to go to Bezdin and get it. The Meila, what's the Gemara saying, is your whole Shaila is not relevant. You're asking a Lomdish Shaila. Whether or not a Zach, which I can't get hold of in Bezdin, but there's a din of a Suffolk of Paul Dolongvar, and I can get hold of it, is that enough? The Gemara says, no, the whole Suffolk doesn't start. The whole Suffolk is not relevant, Bachal, because there's a rule that governs it beforehand. Yeah? There's a rule that governs it beforehand. One second. The Gemara comes up with a resolution that says the whole Suffolk is not relevant. Because since we're foiled, you can't get it out of Bezdin. In Bezdin, you can't get it. Now, out of Bezdin, slowly, you could get it. How can you get it out of Bezdin? Out of Bezdin, you could get it. How can you get it out of Bezdin? I'll grab it. Shtika, not Shtika. Say it. But out of Bezdin, I can get it. The Gemara says it's not enough. There's no Shalom Bachal. Because Vibalt, you can't get it in Bezdin. It says, Achta, Yemaisa. You're not able to get your hands on it legally. A Zach that you can't get your hands on legally is not kosher. And Mela, it's not really a resolution of the Suffolk of the Gemara, I want to point out. Mela, it's not really a resolution of the Suffolk of the Gemara. It's not really a resolution of the Suffolk of the Gemara. The Suffolk of the Gemara was on a Zach where the Suffolk, I want to use this to point out a big Zach. What was the Suffolk of the Gemara? A Zach with this halach of called all Gemara. Let's say Leitosis for clarity's sake, okay? And the Suffolk allowed me to grab it, so on one hand, it's not in my control because the other guy can grab it. On the other hand, I could grab it. The Shalom was an internal Suffolk part, a Zach, which the Suffolk, watch what I'm saying, the Nusuk leaves me with the right to grab, is not enough under my control. The Gemara comes along and says, it's not relevant to your Suffolk. You have a very nice one to your Suffolk, which took us 3 weeks to learn. But it's not relevant to your Suffolk because there's another rule which governs this event. And that is a Zach, which you can't go into Bezdin and get the Zach, it's not out of your reach, it doesn't interest me to your Suffolk. Your Suffolk doesn't even get started. It means if Reb Nachman's did, it wouldn't be true. If a Zach, which I can't get in Bezdin, could still be called mine and still be called Bershusai, so now begins the Suffolk. There's another problem over here. Lamaisa, it's not exactly under my control. The other guy can grab also. There's a Pesach called Longavara. There's a Suffolk over here. The Suffolk took it away from me. The Suffolk gave it to me. It didn't give it to me. Vachulu. That's the Suffolk that we learned till now. But the Gemara is saying, because there's another rule which governs such an event. And the rule that governs such an event is that if before you can't go to Bezdin, that means till now the Gemara didn't know this Yisoid, that a Zach which I can't get hold of in Bezdin and walk out with it, is not mine. The Gemara, even if you can't get hold of Bezdin, but there's other ways of having a Shaykhus to it. How can you have a Shaykhus to it? You could grab it, Machmas the Halach of the Suffolk. So the Gemara, it's not enough. There's a higher rule which governs it. You have to be able to access it in Bezdin legally. A zakh that you can't get in Bezdin legally is b'chal not in your control, and mimela, your whole shah doesn't even start. Your whole shah doesn't even get off the ground. That's what the Gemara said. Zakhti Gemara diuk. Ha-yachol le'tziya b'dayanim. Ha-yachol le'tziya b'dayanim. Hikdisha kadosh. Miduyuk. Now we start. Ha-yachol le'tziya b'dayanim. Mashmah that if I'd be able to get it out with Dayanim, Mashmah is Kaddish. He's making a diuk. The diuk was that the whole problem that they paskin, what are they paskin? They paskin and says you can't get away with Dayanim. And if I'd be able to get away with Dayanim, then it would be okay. Then it would be okay. Fekti Gomara, Afik after laugh, even though he didn't take it. Fekti Gomara, Nukash, Amar Yerchen, and Gosav, Valenius, Sasha, Bad, Shnein, and Hur, like this, Zelda, Fish, and Elvis, Jabish, I want to explain at length what the Gomara is asking over here. The Gemara by us, till now, had a Shaila, which has nothing to do not with Rav Nachman and not with Rav Yochanan. I want to explain at length what happened over here before I start the big raid of Rav Kiveg over here. The Gemara over here said, this is Rav Nachman and this is Rav Yochanan, okay? But the Gemara said was like this. Till now, the Gemara came along and said that there's a Suffolk, exactly the way I said the Suffolk till now. A Zach, which is in a state of Suffolk, which I don't have, because the din is Hamasimei Avaraya, the din is Yachleku, the din is called Olam Kvar, correct? And the Suffolk allows me to get hold of it in a certain state. Is that called in my control or not? That's internal Suffolk status. A state of Suffolk, a state of a Suffolk, where there's a state of a Suffolk, the Shaila is that enough rights that the Psak gave you to get hold of it in a certain case? What the Gemara comes along and says over here is, there are two different rules which govern this event. The first rule is, Azach which you can't be waiting with the Anim. Azach which you can't be waiting with the Anim is over. Well, it's over. Then the Gemara says, well, wait a minute, there's another rule which governs this event. Forget about whether you can be waiting with the Anim or not. When there's something is called stolen, also Hepsa Kisham the Gansa Shaila. When something is called stolen, when it's stolen Gazal, when somebody, Vladis Yashu Failim, Shnei Neuchel Akishay. Now what's the Gemara saying? What the Gemara saying is there are two reasons why the Suffolk doesn't get off the ground over here. One reason why the Suffolk doesn't get off the ground is because the story of Mesusa was a story of what? It was a story of Ein Yachol Haitzi V'Dayanim. It's a new rule. A Zach which is Ein Yachol Haitzi V'Dayanim is not under your control either. It's not Shalai, it's not Peshusa. Again, have a good day. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara Kilo asking a Kasha on Rav Nachman, on the Gemara. What are you telling me that that's the resolution of the Suffolk? There's even if it could be Moitzi, there's another resolution of the Suffolk over here. There's another way of saying that this. What else? Why are you resolving the Suffolk of Mesusa using the ruler of Nachman? There's another rule to Paskin Mesusa. Even on the side that you would be able to get hold of, let's say you have Adam, okay? You have Adam. You have Adam. You have Maisa. I have Adam. I have Adam. Let's say you would have Adam. It's still, you can't be Magdisha. Why not? Because we have a klal that when somebody steals a zach from me, I can't be magdish it. So what's the Gemara saying? Why are you saying that it's a no-brainer that by mezuzah the whole suffix doesn't start because it's an eina yochel lahitzi b'dayanim? And a zach which is an eina yochel lahitzi b'dayanim is a zach which is not yours, we'll call it or not in your rishos. Even if you could be mighty with the Adam, there's another problem that the Suffolk doesn't get off the ground. Because it's Gazal, it's good, you sold it. So the Gemara's Kilo asking, what are you using Rav Nachman to resolve the Suffolk for? You don't need Rav Nachman's fancy word of any Yachal Haitzi. Even if it's Yachal Haitzi, there's a reason why the Suffolk doesn't get off the ground. Why not? Because you're a Goslin. Slowly. Everything more, no. The Gemara says, Mi Savrit Ben Susa Metalfa Askinon. What we're saying is that no. If the mesusa over here would have been a movable mesusa, movable mechas, and the guy would have and that would have been the story here, slowly. So then we would have resolved the suffix using Rabbi Yochanan's din, not Rabbi Nachman's din. No, it was like this. If the mesusa would have been, I want to say over first of all the surah of the Gemara and then the Lumdus and then Rabbi Kiveger, okay? What the Gemara is saying is like this. If the mezuzah over here would have been metaltalim, so then by metaltalim you have a problem called gzela. A problem called gzela. If the mezuzah would have been metaltalim, dika mezuzah, would have been a problem called gzela, and nachanami. The story would have said, we would have resolved the sarkophagum mezuzah by saying, you're a goslin, and the story's over. And then I don't care whether you can be mitzi, whether you can't be mitzi. I want to point out to you, by the way, every time a guy steals a bike, I can be mitzi with Dayan. When a guy steals my bike, calls over Lady Sasha Balam. Everyone knows it's my bike. I can bring Aiden. But right now it's a sailor. Right now the guy doesn't want to give it back. I'm going to have to go to Beth and I'm forced to give it back, correct? So the problem calls over Lady Sasha Balam is even when it's Yachal Haitzi Bedayanim, even if I can be mitzi with Dayanim, there's a problem called Xayla. Something which is stolen is out of my reach. So what the Gemara is saying is you're right. The etzem, the resolution of Nesusa could have used Rav Yochanan's lower din. Even if something which can be mighty, when there's gzela going on, so then it's out of your reach, Kendik. The Gemara says, well, we're talking about metaltalim. We're talking about karka. By karka, you don't have a problem of gozal. So by karka, you don't have a problem of gozal. Because if the Mesusa over here, slowly, one second. If the Mesusa over here would have been metaltalim, so then there would be a problem of gzela. Then there wouldn't have been a shayla. The whole entire block we would have skipped and we would be holding ready in that field. But since we're not talking about Susukum Atal Tulim, talking about Karakur, so the din of Gozal, that problem I don't have. So I don't have a problem with Gozal. So then there's a makkah for a Suffolk. He like this. If there'll be a problem with Gzela, then the whole Suffolk won't get off the ground because there's something which is stolen, you can't be makkah. Again, it's stolen. Goodbye. Don't rave. But since we're talking about a mesusa, which is karka, and by karka, I don't have a problem with zela. So then the Gemara said, it's not a problem with zela. So maybe I can be makdisha. Maybe I can be makdisha. Maybe it's not called out of my rishos. I said there's a suffix here, which you possibly call the Gemara. I can grab it. And the grabbing keeps in the ball game. On that, the Gemara applies a new rule that a zach, which you can't be waits to be dayanim, a zazach, is out of your control completely, and there's nothing to talk about b'chal. At kan, the seder of the Gemara. So what the Gemara is really saying is that on the story of Mesusa, I have two rules which could apply. If Mesusa is called Gzela, I have the rule of Rabbi Yochanan, Gozal, something which is stolen, the ball game's over. Okay? Atkan. If there's no problem of Gzela, because it's Karka, so then there's a new rule called what? Called Rabbi Yochanan, which says, is not, you can't be Magdish either. Moshul. If there wouldn't be problem one of Gzela, and there wouldn't be problem two of Rav Nachman, there won't be the din by Mesusa. Then I would have my suffix. I don't have a problem called Gazlan. I don't have a problem called Eini Yochel Haitzi B'Dayanim. What's my problem? That there's a din called Kodol and Gvar. That was the suffix of something which I could grab. Is that called under my jurisdiction? Does the suffix leave me Epis in the Zach? That means there's three agendas here. There's one agenda which was the suffix of the Gemara. A Zach which the suffix took away from you. The Psak took it away from you. A zach which the psak took it away from you. The psak said yachleiku. The psak said kol dal gvar. The psak said kamutzu ve'avraya. A zach which the psak took away from you, could I grab it back? Is that called on the marriage jurisdiction? That was the suffix of the Gemara. Came along the Gemara and said, there are two other rules which apply over here. One rule is, a gazlin, you can't be makdish b'chal. The Gemara says, carcass doesn't have that problem. And then rule number two was, but there's a din, of course, any other hate to be the other is not under your control. And with that, we knocked out the shell. So there were three agendas in the story of Mesusa. Agenda number one is, are you a gazlin? Gazlin can't be makdish. And that the Gemara said, no, it's karka. Agenda number two was, you can't be makdish because it's any other hate to be the other. If there wouldn't be problem one, and there wouldn't be problem two, then we would make it to the suffix of the Gemara, which was, Gzela, no. Rav Nachman, no. But Lemaisa, the psak of the suffix took it out of your reach, and that was a suffix, whether a zach, which I could grab, and I didn't grab yet, whether it's enough in my reach. Comes along the Gemara and says, no, you don't even get to that shiloh, this tifalumdish shiloh of a zach that I could grab doesn't give me rights, because it's any yachal to be the onim. And a zach, which any yachal to the ball game's over. That's the setup of the Gemara. Now let's go into the pratim here. The Gemara came along and said, that something which is stolen, you can't be makdish. Now watch what I'm going to say now. Said the Gemara, what are you hacking a cup, a whole suffix of a blood here? And what are you hacking a cup, a whole din of yachol lahitzi and yachol lahitzi? Mesusa has a different problem. We'll go slowly now. The mesusa was stolen. I'm going to stop and scratch again. So now, what's the seder of the Gemara? The Gemara had a suffix all along. The suffix, the way we explained it, is a zach that you can grab, is it called under your jurisdiction. Came along to Gemara and said, rule number one is any yachal haitzi b'dayanim. Rule number two is that even if it's yachal haitzi b'dayanim, there's another problem called gzela. I want to stop here and talk for a few minutes. Why is the case of mesusa called gzela? Why is mesusa called gzela? This will start off slowly. There are two ways to learn. That means, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that, why are you asking me a Shaila for a blot? Whether I write to grab you Makdash it? And why are you telling me that the only way to resolve that suffix is by telling me Rav Nachman's din, that kol she'en yochel heitzvi d'yanim, you can't be Makdash? I have a third rule, which applies. What's the third rule? Shaila. You're a Gazel. Before we get to the Gemara's Teretz of Metaltulim. You're a Goslin. You're a Goslin. You're a Goslin. And a Goslin. My rabbi said, can't be what he called. When somebody steals something of mine, I can't be Makdish. It's out of my rishos. So the Gemara is effectively asking, what are you asking a suffix over here? Who cares if the guy can be made to the mezuzah of a day on him or not? Somebody stole the mezuzah. Now, where did somebody steal the mezuzah over here? Where was there an act of stealing here? Where was there an act of stealing? So, the act of stealing that took place is what? What's the act of stealing that took place here? There's an act of stealing that took place here. Where's the stealing that took place? Because the guy said DD. The guy said it's mine. He's not letting me into. He's not letting me into the bathhouse. He's saying it's my bathhouse. Get out. He's a crook. He did an act of stealing. I tanning, it's mine, correct? And this other guy tanning, it's mine. So when the guy says DD, when he comes along and says it's my merchatz, when he says it's my mesusa, he's stealing my mesusa. I'm claiming he's a crook, by the way. I got the shita seat. To what I'm saying. I'm saying the guy's a crook. I'm trying to use a bathhouse. I'm trying to rent it out. I'm trying to go take a shower. Yeah? And he's not letting me. He's saying DD. One second. He's saying it's mine. So he's a crook. One second. He's a crook. Says the Gemara, slowly. No. That's only by metaltolim. But by karka, there's no problem with zeila. So there's a big hakira over here in why is a gazlin called? What makes a gazlin out of my rishon? The Gemara over here says two rules. I want to focus now on this and go deep into the Gemara. The Gemara says one rule is that when there's a gazela, it's out of your rishos. And rule number two is, that's only by metaltel, not by karka. There are two issues over here. Why, when a guy steals something, is it out of my rishos? A. And B is, why by karka is it not out of my rishos? I repeat. Why is a gzela called out of my rishos? Why every gzela is called? So a guy steals my bike, right? Why is it called out of my rishos? Box around the block. I can go to bed and get it out. That's one kasha. And the second kasha is, why by karka is different than metaltel? And then we'll proceed to Rebbe Vegas Kasha. So I want to summarize again. The Gemara said that the suffix that the Gemara had Mesusa is not relevant because it's Gzela. And Gzela is out of your Rishos. And that the Gemara answer is no, over here it's Karka. So in order to explain this Kasha, we have to explain why in general is Gzela called out of your Rishos and why it applies over here. But the Gemara, again, I'm repeating, the Gemara said that the resolution of the suffix of Mesusa should have been resolved by the fact that there's an act of Gzela going on and Gzela is called out of your Rishos. Question is, why in general is Gzela called out of your Rishos, A? And B, why is there a chiluk between metaltolim and karka? It's like this, there's two mahalchim. A guy stole my bike. We'll talk about metaltolim, okay? A guy stole my bike. And he took it down the street. He's a crook, okay? We'll talk about a case, but he doesn't want to give it back, okay? I can't be makdashit. Why not? I want to speak slowly. Why can't I be makdashit? Hello, it's my bike. What if he's out of my Rishos? I'll go to bed, I'll get it back. Why can't I be makdashit my bike? Because the shakmi's out. Because of a lady's yasha bailam, I can be makdashit. Why? Because it's not Rishos. What do you mean it's not Rishos? Does that mean it's not Rishos? Because I'm in my alleyway. I can't be makdashit my bike when it's down the block. Elmai, he's holding it. Whatever, I'll go to bed and I'll get it out. They'll beat his brains out. Why can't I be makdashit? This is one of the big shals and shas. A guy stole a bike from me, metaltolim, and he doesn't want to give it back to me. Or even if he does want to give it, it's by him. Okay? Why can't I be makdashit? The Mechivega took on that the reason. Now, hold on, Rosalie. I could learn before Mechivega. You know why I can't be Makdashit? Because there's somebody who's holding on to it. There's somebody who's saying it's his. There's somebody who stole it, quote unquote. I'm sure he stole it. He took it away from me. There's somebody who's blocking me from getting into it. You could learn like that. That's why it's called Eder Mishuzah. The guy stole my bike. The bike's down the block. The guy doesn't want to give it back to me. And even though I could go to Bezdin and get it, and even though it's my bike, etc., etc., etc. But Tachlis, there's a guy who's saying it's his. It's the guy who took it. Okay, we can make it alone like that. We'll see if we can make it inside soon. We can make it learned. That's not called Ainur Bishulsa. That's called Ainur Bishulsa. That's called Ainur Bishulsa. Let's trace that code. That's called Ainur Bishulsa. Because somebody's blocking it, because somebody's holding it up, because somebody stole it. What's called in popular language? That's not called Ainur Bishulsa. Sakar Kiveger. The reason why when a guy steals my bike, it's called Ainur Bishulsa is because what we call Kinyan Geneva. I'll explain what that means. When a guy steals something, you all know, he has achrayas, oinsen on it. Why does he have oinsen on it? He's like this, if a guy steals my bike and lightning strikes the bike, he's chayav to pay for it. Why is he chayav to pay for it? It's my bike, lightning struck. So this is what's called in Yeshiva Shashbach, what's called Kinyonei Gzela. Ricky Vega learned up like that. Kinyonei Gzela means that the Torah put it into the Roshos of the Gazel, the Gabi responsibility for everything. So the Moshul, when lightning strikes the bike and the bike gets burned up, he's responsible for it because the bike became his and he's chayav to give me back the bike. That means Kinyan Gzela means that the Gazel gets a Kinyan in it, and Gabi that it's in his Roshos, and therefore he's responsible for everything that happens. And he has to give me back the bike. In fact, it's not called in my Roshos, it's his Roshos. But the reason why it's called in his Roshos is because he gets what's called Kinyanim in the Gzela, slowly. So Ricky Vega took on, slowly, Rabbi Kivega took on that every time when a guy steals my bike, the reason why it's called out of my Roshos is not because the guy stole it, quote unquote, or the guy took the bike and he's not letting me access the bike, okay? The reason why it came to Makdish is because it went into his Roshos, Tiferet, because it went into his Roshos. It went into his Roshos. It went into his Roshos. How did it go into his Roshos? Because he's Chayiv Oinsin and he has Kinyonik Zela. The fact that he's Chayiv and Oinsin has a Chayiv, so it means that we treat it like his. Because the person's not responsible for accidents that happen to somebody else's bike. The answer is that I did a Maisik Zayli goes into his Roshos. He now has to give me back a bike. But right now it's in his Roshos, Lekabi Achrayis, for sure. Says Rabbi Kiveger, that's why when a guy steals a bike, there's a famous Rabbi Kiveger. When a guy steals a bike, why is it out of my control? Why can't it be Magdish? You all know Omer, Abyechanon, right? Gozov, Lodi, Sasha, Bailam. Both of them can't be Magdish. Why? Shneim. Obviously, the Zeshim is out of your Roshos. The answer is because it went into the Roshos of the Gazlan. Because it went into the Roshos of the Gazlan, slowly. It went into the Roshos of the Gazlan. If you felt it went into the Roshos of the Gazlan. So now it's out of my Roshos. Now it's out of my Roshos because it's in somebody else's Roshos. That's how Rabbi Kiva Eger took for granted the din of Rabbi Yechanan. Because it's in the Roshos of the Gazlan, slowly. The Mela. Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gemara asked the Kasha over here and said by Mesusa, what are you hacking a cup? What are you hacking a cup with all types of dinim, with the sphakis, with the coin, you could grab, you can't grab, but just a cup? Over here's the story of Gzela. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Zelfi Jan of Mesusa, everything Gemara. What are you talking about? We're talking about Karka. And over here's Metal told him. Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's the chiluk between karka and metaltum? What could be the chiluk? What could be the chiluk between karka and metaltum? What could be the chiluk between karka and metaltum? What could be the chiluk? What in the world could be the chiluk between karka and metaltum? Said Rabbi Kiva Eger, the chiluk is, because by karka, the din is karka ain't any gzelus. It's not chal gzela in karka. And about this, not chal din gzela in karka. You're not responsible for the achrayas and all those things. Because karka ain't any gzelus, the Gemara learns out. The Mela, it's not chal the kinyan of the who of the Gazlan. Mivalt, it's not chal the kinyan of the Gazlan. Therefore, it's not called out of my Roshos. As is Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says Rabbi Kiva Eger, two steps. Step number one is the reason why every time something is stolen from me, it's out of my Roshos. It's not stam, because technically somebody's blocking it. The reason why it's out of my Roshos is why? It's because other guys kinyan and gnezo. And why by karka is there a chilek? The answer is because karka is not nigzal. Karka is not chal kinyan exela. Karka doesn't go into the Roshos of the Gazlin because karka can be stolen. The karka, he can't become his. Therefore, he's not achrayis. One second, slowly. Effective Kiveger. If one is true and two is true, then three is a catastrophe. If then number one is true, that what? That the reason why when it's stolen from me, it's out of my Roshos is because it went into his Roshos. And the reason why by karka it's not out of my Roshos is because you don't have kinyan gzela in the karka. So then by mesusa, even if this mesusa would have been metal to them, even though this guy's a nasty guy and saying didi, And even though he's stealing my mezuzah from me, but kinyanik zeil he doesn't have by the mezuzah. Why doesn't he have kinyanik zeil by the mezuzah? Because Tosfos says, they were talking about a case where it's called Olam Gvar, where he was the din. He never touched it. Kol Olam Gvar is when nobody's eichzer in the mezuzah. They're arguing about a mezuzah. In fact, the Kiveger, even if the mezuzah over here will be metaltal to him, it won't make a difference. What's the mile of karka of metaltal? Because karka in an exela is the gazan doesn't get kinyan exela. Mashenki by metaltal, when he takes my bike, he gets kinyan exela. But by the mezuzah over here, he's a crook, but he didn't get kinyan exela by the mezuzah. Why did he get kinyan exela by the mezuzah? He never picked up the mezuzah. Then he's not holding on to the mezuzah. They're arguing about a mezuzah. They're having a machlekes about a mezuzah, but they never did kinyan exela. What will be if I have metaltal in? That a guy blocked me from taking, yeah? But he didn't get kinyan exela. Well, being a case where a guy stole something, but he didn't get kinyan exela. He says, Rabbi Kiveger, Avada, that's called in your rishos. So why did the Gemara have to go ahead and say that because the mezuzah is karka, but if it will be metaltalim, then you won't be able to makdash it. Even if the mezuzah will be metaltalim, I'll be able to makdash it because it's called in my rishos. Ait metaltalim says we kivek what's also between karka metaltalim. The chilik is because here you have kinyan exela, here you don't have kinyan exela. But in the mezuzah of Agamar, it's not talking about that the guy did a kinyan on the mezuzah. He didn't take the mezuzah. Even if the mezuzah would be some sort of movable base merchatz, okay? But the case of the Gemara wasn't that he took it. The case of the Gemara was that it's standing there on the street. Mela over there, you never got kinyan exela. Is even though the guy's a crook because he's saying didi, he's saying I don't want to give it to you. But lemaisa at the end of the day, there's no kinyan exela. I want to learn the kivaker inside of the gilui hashas. Look inside. Kashali. Look inside. Open up your Gemara. Let's learn a stick of kivaker inside now. Yeah, the Kiveger, a second, it's not a break for schmoozing. Yeah, a second. Yeah, the Kiveger, look inside here, cautiously. Ha'ikr chilek bein metaltal v'karka. What is the chilek between metaltal and karka? One second. What's the chilek between metaltal and karka? The metaltalim nixolim. Metaltal is chal gzela. Watch this. V'kom leber shusei de gazlim. Because it's chal gzela in the metaltalim, so they go into the rishos of the gazlin, it's chayav achrayis. Mikri ain't a rishos of the nigzel, therefore it's called not in the rishos of the nigzel. Alakarka ain't an exelus, but like kum rishos of the gazlin, imkain. What will be, listen to the lashon of Kiveger over here, the metaltalim v'gazal b'loy kinyan. What will be if I steal metaltalim without a kinyan? What would be if I steal metaltalim without making a kinyan? The light cumbers was in exile. If you steal metaltalim without a kinyan, you're a goslin, but you didn't get a kinyan in it. The light cumbers was in exile. It doesn't go to the rishos. And therefore, says the Biki Vega, the key word is they ain't a chayav rechruzi, not chayav poinsin. If he's a mokam, I ain't a metal pasit, I'm a kikaki, the man of Mishu's in exile. In Cain. Pacha b'mesusa da gzela b'med da omar didihu. What is the whole gzela over here? What was the act of the gzela? You said didi. Veleka kinyan. Yochalak nisha v'tzorchir. Is that a shayna Rabbi Kiveger? Rabbi Kiveger says, the pashtenish v'tzutzuk over here. Halei, the only reason why a dover nigzal is called out of your rishos is because the gazlin got kinyonim in the object legabi that it is chayv and achrayis, it's chayv and achrayis, and it went into his rishos. If it went into his rishos, then it's called out of my rishos. And my karka, where it's not chal gzeil, it's not chal kinyon gzeil, like the Gemara says in Boba Kama Tavayin Tessi, not chayv achrayis. The Mela over here, albeit you're called a gazlin, but you're not a gazlin who has a kinyon in it. All you did was you said DB, you went to Bezin and said it's mine. But that he didn't do a mice kinyan. So the mezuzah, even if it's metaltal, never went into your rishos. Now the fact of Kiveger, why does the Gemara make a difference whether the mezuzah over here is, whether it's what, whether it's karko metaltalim? This mezuzah has a din like what? This mezuzah, even if it's metaltalim, has a din like what? Had din like karko, because he didn't do a kinyan. As I fact of Kiveger, Akasha, that in a mezuzah, the only mile of karko metaltalim of a karko, the metaltalim is the only, excuse me, the only time I care about a chilek of metaltalim and karka is when you made a ma'isa kinyan. That means the aside of dover she'ena rishus is because the gazan got a kinyan in it. It went into his rishus. He's chayav an achrayis. Over there we say that's out of your rishus. As if they didn't do a kinyan on. Well, there's nothing to talk about. So who cares whether it's metaltalim or karka? What do you mean? It's my rishus. Who says Rishos means geographic? It's mine. It's my Rishos. Who says it's called Arab Rishos? No, no, that's the other suffix. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this problem of Gzela. The problem of Gzela is that it's in somebody else's Rishos. When it's in somebody else's Rishos, that's Mafkia, my shame, Rishos. This din of Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not talking about the suffix of Agamar, okay? This din of Rabbi Yochanan, wasn't in a case where there was a suffix called Ra. Din of Rabbi Yochanan was a guy who stole my bike. Remember, the case of Rabbi Yochanan wasn't talking about as that case where the suffix took it away from you. The din of Rabbi Yochanan was that a guy stole my bike. Okay, I want to start over again now. I want to say a teretz of Rabbi Yochanan's kasha and explain the Gemara differently. This machlokes is how to read the Gemara here. Rabbi Seinu said that the teretz of Rabbi Yochanan's kasha is not that he's wrong, but it's not like him. I'll explain. I'll go back a step. Okay. Somebody stole my bike. My bike is my bike. Right? It has a monogram on it. The same monogram he has on his talus, on his shirt, on his tie, on his cufflinks. That was the guy, I can't remember his name. Okay? So he has on his bike. Yeah? So, is his bike? Everybody knows it's his bike. He's the more common, the more basro. And a guy went in and stole the bike. Yeah, Maisa? Says Rabbi Yochanan, you can't be makdish. Why not? I never shall say. I'm going to argue in Rabbi Kivega, and then I'll explain why Rabbi Kivega argued on us. Even, and that us and Rabbi Kivega are not equal. I want to sell the whole Gemara again. When a guy steals my bike, you know why I can't be makdashit? Nothing to do with Kinyan Exela, nothing to do with fancy pshatim. It's because the guy stole it. Rabbi Kivega calls it. He stole it. He stole my bike. He's not letting me access it. Okay? You're not letting me access my bike. By the way, it's a zachter, I could go to Bezdin, but you stole it. You're not letting me access the bike. I don't have access to my bike. There's a guy, he took something of mine. A person who took something of mine, and he gazled it. So the etzim mice gzela itself, the etzim gzela itself, not the kinyan that the gzela gave him. The fact that he stole it, and he's not letting me go use my thing, which is an act of gzela, it makes it out of our rishos. Slowly. Call it whatever you want, control. We'll call it control. But it's not just control, okay? I'll get to it in a second. It's called stolen, okay? It's out of my rishos, solely. So the Gemara says, really? That's a din that Rabbi Yochanan says to this whole plot, never got off the ground. There's somebody who stole your mezuzah. There's a guy who stole your mezuzah. It was gazled. It's guzzled. It's in a state of gzela. It's not a state of, somebody stole it. In fact, the Gemara, what are you hacking a cup with Rabbi Yochanan Haitzi? And what are you hacking a cup with a blot of limudim of whether or not something that I can grab? Somebody stole the mezuzah. Somebody stole the mezuzah. Took it away from you. It's by the gazlan. My answer to believe me is, as opposed to because somebody's holding it for me, okay? He's not holding it for me. So it's by somebody else. Say it that way, okay? It's by somebody else. It's by somebody else. Not because of Kinyan Exhaler, it's by somebody else. Say it. That's kind of slowly. It's by somebody else. I answered your question. It's by somebody else. By a picot on the multiple. It's not by somebody else because the guy's holding it for me. Here it's by somebody. He's not holding it for me. So the Gemara says that a zach which is by somebody else, okay, and he's not holding it for me, that's out of our rishos. I repeat a very clear criteria. I didn't say the word about achrayas, I didn't say kinyanim, I didn't say nothing. A zach which is somebody else is saying that it's his and he's not holding it for me. That's called a Isaac Zela, that's called out of my rishos. Says the Gemara, so I don't say the whole Gemara here, the whole blot. Laws up your sakers that you had till now. Laws up the din of Rabbi Yochanan who said a fancy din Yochanan. Laws up some. The Zach is in the state of Gzela. Rabbi Yochanan taught us that a Zach which is stolen is out of your rishos. Over here, somebody took the mezuzah. The guy ran off with the mezuzah. Everything Gemara. This concept that something which is stolen is out of your rishos only applies by Metalfel, not by Karka. Why? Why? So the simple answer is, when I say simple, I don't mean that it's simple. But the answer itself is a simple answer. It could be it's wrong. If Kivega held what I was saying, I was wrong. The answer is, why is Karka different? Because since Karka, Becheskes Bala Amedis, since Karka, wherever it is, it's not mobile. So Karka, wherever it is by the Bailam, that's not called that it's by somebody else. That's not called that it's by somebody else. Karka, without Karka, is Karka. So Karka is always by the Bailam. Karka can't leave the Bailam, okay? And without Karka can't leave the Bailam. So it's not called that Karka doesn't get stolen, okay? You can't steal Karka. You can't take away the Karka from somebody because Karka, by its etzem nature, is becheskes bala, it's always by the Bailam. So you can't perpetrate it. You can't steal a Karka. Now, the chilek that I just said, The chiluk that I just said has nothing to do with the words kinyan egzela, nothing to do with the gazlan getting achrayas, nothing to do with the fact that it went into the rishus of the gazlan. Nothing to do with that. Pashit, azach, which was perpetrated an act of gzela to it, azach, which was perpetrated an act of gzela to it, azach, which was perpetrated an act of gzela, is out of our rishus. It's by the gazlan. Somebody stole it. It was stolen. Says the Gemara, so by karka also. So what's your whole suffix over here, the mezuzah? The Gemara says, no. By karka, you can't steal karka. Karka is always by the bialim, slowly. It's not tofus by somebody else, not somebody else's control. Says the Gemara, if the mezuzah would have been metaltalim, nacharami, you can steal metaltalim. Either guy didn't pick up the bathtub and take it with him, we'll call it, okay? He didn't do a maaseh kinyan, who cares? Stealing doesn't have to be with a maisa. I went ahead and said, did you? I said, it's my thing. And I said, it's my thing. So now I stole the bathtub, and rather whether I moved it or not, whether I took it on a truck or not, or whether I picked it up, and it's not important. The word is, Yivalt is a metaltum. Metaltum by nature, we don't see automatically by the bialim. So once a guy went ahead and stole the bathtub, he stole the merchatz. How did he steal it? Because he said, he rather didn't do a Maisa Kenyan. He didn't pick it up. It could be, by the way, he won't be Chayav and Einzin. By the way, Bikivagra calls it a Lashi. So, Bikivagra? The Gzela Bamer de Omer Didihu. What was the Gzela? The Gzela was in that I said Didihu. That's called Gzela. I have to go pick it up. It could be, if I won't pick it up, there won't be a Kenyan. And Taka, I won't be Chayav and Einzin. But I'm a Gazlan. I said Didihu. Now, Metaltalim, by the very fact that Metaltalim are mobile and they go from place to place, so we don't automatically see Metaltalim in the resources of the Bible, okay? Karka, which is fixed, is always by the bialim. You can't move the karka. The minute that a guy stole the metaltalim, it's now out of your rishus, by the way. So again, if I learn that the reason why when somebody steals something, it's called out of my rishus, is because he stole it, we'll call it, and he's being ma'akib me from going there, and that's called that the zach is out of my rishus, karka can never leave your rishos, okay? Karka can't leave your rishos. Metaltum could leave my rishos. Now, if that would be the pshat, that's the reason why when somebody steals something, it's out of my rishos, is not because of the tiferet of kinyan egzela that it went into his rishos, and he has achrayus, but the etzim fact that he stole my object itself takes out of my rishos. My object's in a state of gzela. Karka is not in a state of gzela. One second. Something more simple. The Gemara is very simple. Gemara. The Gemara says, what are you hacking me a cup of whole blood over here? Whether I can be magnish the mezuzah or not. The mezuzah was stolen. And a zach which is stolen is out of your rishos. And the Gemara, no, the mezuzah wasn't stolen. You can't steal karka. If it would have been metalta, it would have stolen it. Very good. That's the Gemara. Why did Rabbi Kiveger argue on this? Because Rabbi Kiveger held that if the reason why something is called out of your rishus because somebody stole it, there's no chilvich in karka metaltalim. He didn't understand it. This is where we arrived at our meeting point, what Rabbi Kiveger understand and what we're trying to argue on him. Chas v'shalom, we're not arguing on him, but we're saying, what could be not like Rabbi Kiveger? Rabbi Kiveger said, I don't understand. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say that a zach which is stolen is out of your rishus? Why is it out of your rishus? You tell me because he stole it, because he's not letting me do it, because he did an act of gzela, didiru, because he doesn't want to let me use it? So what's the difference of his karka is metaltalim? But this was karka metaltalim. Metaltalim, he took the bike, and by karka, he walked. He said he can't take the karka, but he's not letting me in. His DDU is, he's making me crazy. He did an act of on the karka. You know what the story is? I have a karka. I yashin it from my Zayda, and a Zayda from my Zayda, 100 years since George Washington, okay? And if you're in America that long and you stayed from, and you have a mice and no, what do you mean? What do you making faces? You're Altamira. I remember your grandfather. You arrived from Shanghai. What? I think there's one guy up in Columbus, Ohio, that they stayed from. Yeah? And certainly nobody in Plano. Aquaponim, that's for sure. What? He wasn't part of America then, even. Oh, Harry Elephant with his intelligence. AI Elephant, the Shakraya. Harry Elephant, the Shakraya. Yeah, that you did. I miss the Shemeshas like that, yeah? Yeah? So, Rabbi Kiveger said like this. We're talking about a shas, Shiloh. Why when a guy steals my bike, is it out of my rishos? You could say, the way I'm saying, he stole my bike. He doesn't want to give me the bike. That's the fact that, I'll say it in a more balbatish way, that's the fact that I have a bike that there's a whole tumble about now that I have to go to Bezin and get it back and fight on it. That's out of my rishos, correct? Because I'm here such a time. A guy stole my bike. Asking, why is it out of my shoes? Do you know what a patch guy is? Have a guy who stole my bike, making a whole tumult. I have to go to bed and call the police, break in, SWAT teams, go break into his house and get my bike. Yeah? That's out of my shoes. All of a sudden, slowly. So Ricky Vega said, if that's the shot, same thing by Karka. That's where Ricky Vega starts. Ricky Vega says, what's the Karka also? You have to go break the guy's DVD. The guy's a guy. Ricky Vega, you heard a lot of Ricky Vega, worth $1 billion. Kivega says he stole by saying he's a Goslin. You pick up the bike and you take the bike and have to go call the police and call Bezdin and make a whole tumult and go knock you down. All the shot is you said the deal. Same problem, by the way. The guy says, you understand this problem? I have a land. I own it 200 years since George Washington. And what happens? A guy comes along and says, what did you do? It's mine. He's not a crook. He's a scoundrel. He's a gangster. He's a crook. You know, people don't call a guy like that a crook. He's a crook. Guy says they do in my land. So Mikivaker said that if the reason why when something is stolen it's called out of my rishos is the etzim fact that it's stolen. Okay? Because there's a guy who took control, there's a guy who's mocking with you, the guy's not letting you access your land. That's an act of zela. So why is it if it's land of metalton? From there Mikivaker learned, you hear the thief guy? From there Mikivaker learned that when something's stolen, the reason why it's out of my rishos is not because of all the dramatic reasons that I said that you have to call the police and you have to go to bed and you have to go break your head. Which would have been a good shot, by the way. Rabbi Kivega, by the way, said that Rabbi Kivega was prepared to learn that the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, why it's out of your rishos, is because of the above-mentioned drama. He was prepared to learn like that, but he said, why is Karka different? That's what happened over here. Elamai said to Ricky Vega that the whole drama that I said that a guy stole your bike and he doesn't want to give it back to you and you have to call the police and go to Bezdin doesn't interest me. That's not called out of your rishos. You know why Gzela takes it out of your rishos? Because he got Kinyon Gzela in it because it went into his rishos and he got a chrayus on it. Oh, says Ricky Vega, then I understand. I feel like between Karka and Metalton because by Karka you can't get Kinyon Gzela because Karka ain't an Gzela. So what pushed Ricky Vega to the wall to learn not the posh of shot in Rabbi Yochanan was because if the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan, why when something is stolen, it's out of my rishus, is because the above mentioned dramatic reasons. Between Karka and Talto, my Karka have the exact same problem. The guy's not letting me in. He has to go to bed and go break my head. You guys stole my land. Elamai said to Ricky Vega, Bal Korchoch. What takes it out of your rishus is not the drama that somebody's ma'ak of you, but the whole lom de shavar that the guy got kinyan exela that it went into his rishus. The fact that it went into his rishus is what's mafkia for your rishus. Says Ricky Vega, if that's the pshat, then I understand the chibush metal to my karka. But if that's true, so what will be if you have a mesusa that's metal to him, but you never picked it up? What would the nafkamina will be? What will be if I'll have metal to him and I never picked it up? If the pshat would be, because I'm an active user, I don't care whether you picked it up or not. But if the Yisoyed over is that you were my act of me, and that you stole it, and that I have to go to Bezdin, that doesn't make it Ein Ebershusa. What makes it Ein Ebershusa? The Kijan Exela, and that's why there's a Chilim Shin Karka Metalpalim. So then what do I care if the Mesusa over here was Metalpalim? You never did a Kinyan on the Mesusa, nobody ever took the Mesusa with them. And Ricky Vega Blas was talking. Rabbi Seinu came along and said that Ulai Efsher, we can boy, not like a Ricky Vega. Maybe the pshat's different. Maybe Taka the pshat is that when somebody steals a bike from you, the reason why it's not in your rishos is not because you're a kinyan exela. The reason somebody steals a bike from you is because the object is stolen. Like I said, it's in somebody else's jurisdiction, and the fact that it's in somebody else's jurisdiction itself, without kinyanim, without master kinyanim, the fact that it's in somebody else's jurisdiction, somebody says it's mine, and somebody says that it's my zach. Metaltalim, I'm going to say it in the nusach that I heard from Abasha many times, metaltalim could be stolen. The word stolen, I mean in English, I don't mean kinyan exela with oinsen. You could steal a metaltalim. It's stolen from you. It's not by you. It's by somebody else. Karka, you can't steal. Karka blabs by you. And the chiluk in karka metaltalim was not that here this kinyan exela, not kinyan exela. That's not the chiluk. The chiluk is it called stolen? Is it called that, I'm going to use the mashal of pikodin, for example. I want to bring out my what I'm saying. Turn to the riff in the back, please, for a second, okay? The riff is on page Hey in the Ezvahadur. Let's put a piece of riff inside. I'll bring out the power of what I'm saying. Look in the riff inside. You have the riff? The riff says this part that I'm saying, by the way. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you have it? Here. You have it? page hey in the riff in the Isbahal, you know, where's the other? Yeah, we found it. Amr Biyakana. Cause of a lady, Sasha Bash, Tim, Echo, like, the Zelfish, and so 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 Zel Magdish, when somebody steals it, and immediately when is that the kafre, when the guy says it's mine, the tzorach lezibin, you have to go to court. Avahechad is like bikoldim, gabi chavre, but when you have a bikoldim, and the guy's going to give it back to you, that's like karka. Oh yeah, so as a riff, I could faint. What does the riff say? Zela, you know why? You can't be Magdish it. Because since the guy's denying it, you have to go to Bezin, right? Hashem gave a bikoldim, the guy's going to give it to you. And karka is like bikoldim. Now what should the riff have said according to Ricky Vega? If the riff is coming to explain why by Zela you can't be Magdish it, what should he have said? He should have said, because the guy denied it, he doesn't want to give it back to you. What should the riff have said? What should the riff have said? If I want to make a chilek between Pikodin and Gzela, what should be the chilek? He says the chilek is because by Gzela I'm kafre, I'm forcing you to come to Bezdin, and by Pikodin not. What should the riff have said according to Ricky Vager? The reason why by Metalton you can't be Magdish is because it's kinyanic, name on it. Because you have a chreis on it, it went into your rishos. That's not what the riff says. What does the riff say? What does the riff say? The Rim said the reason why you can't be Makdish is because you're denying it. You don't want to give it back to him. That's the Pshat. The Pshat is because I don't want to give it back to him. The Pshat is because I'm Kafre. The Pshat is because I'm forcing you to go to Bezdin. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is because it's Kiryat Gzela, because I picked it up and I stole it and I'm Chayim Benoitzer with Achrayas. Stay in the Rif not like that. Stay in the Rif before that the reason why you can't be Makdish, somebody steals my bike is because Kafre. He doesn't want to give me back my bike. So why not Karka? Because karka is like a pikol that figure we buy nishlam. You know what a pikol is? Pikol is the guy's holding it for me. It's by me. Says the riff, karka is also by you. So for Rosh the riff, that the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan was not what? The pshat of Rabbi Yochanan wasn't because you have kinyani geneva. For Rosh the riff, that the reason why something's out of your rishus is because kafri, because the guy doesn't want to give it back. Figure by karka also. Shteita, that he doesn't want to give back the karka doesn't make a difference because the karka is by me. So for Rosh riff. If that's true, so if the Nesusa would have been a metaltalim over here, so then it would be called kafre. He doesn't want to give it back. It's called it's stolen. So then I can't be makdish it. Says the Gemara, but the Nesusa was kark over here. We made that got off the whole Gemara over here. B'shal Tevu and Muslachas. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we're going to say a major chazara of the entire blot that we just learned from Pav over Alf to Zayim and Alf. I'm gonna. What are you gonna do tomorrow morning? You're wondering. So tomorrow morning is going to be a printout of a summary of all the halakim of the sugya b'hachove moed. I think it's a good opportunity to make a tiny divur for 3 hours to chazur talk for kain like a meshugana and be kain it. No, stop shaking your head. Okay, you're tiny divur most days. Okay, leave it. But I think it's an opportunity. If you don't want it, don't. But take the opportunity. Even if you didn't get the whole sugya, do the chazara. You'll get the picture of the sugya with all its stages.